everybody. Once again, I am here with Tim Sneath. We're talking about the wonderful world of Vista.
We are.
And today you're going to talk to me how Vista really improves the reading experience, right? What does that mean?
Right. So, I think when you look at web pages today, people spend a lot of time just reading, right?
Sure.
You know, you go to MSNBC, New York Times, news.com, whatever you are. You want to just be able to read things. But I think we all know that reading on the computer screen can be a bit more tiring on the eyes.
Right, absolutely.
Just sitting there with a paper.
A little dry eye, yeah.
I mean,
burns a little.
Yeah, also it doesn't work so well in the bath for a tub,
right.
There's a few different places where it's not so convenient either. We're working on those with waterproof computers, but that's not really what I'm here for today. One of the things that we've been working on for a while now is with a number of different newspapers on improving the reading experience, trying to find ways to make it easier and more comfortable to sit there and look at the computer screen, and also just to make it easy to view web pages, whether you're online, whether you're offline, whether you're in an airplane flying somewhere and you just want to catch up on what's been going on in the world.
And what are some of those improvements? I mean, obviously, the zooming in to see the text enlarged, that's the big one.
Right.
And what else can we expect?
Well, I think if you look at the experience of websites today, when you look at something like MSNBC or any of the other newspapers...
Regular old reading website.
Right. And you're somewhat constrained just by the limitations of the web experience.
Yes.
So newspapers and other content providers can't choose what fonts they have with very, very broadly. They're limited to whatever's available on the web.
They all sort of look the same almost, too.
They look the same. There's always this kind of scroll down kind of experience where you've got to go down and down and down and down to read the rest of the article.
And I hate it when you have to scroll over as well.
Oh, no, that's really
just
frustrating.
A pain.
Yeah. or what's worse is if you've got a really widescreen laptop, you've bought this really smart, 17-inch laptop, and everything's just squished over on the left-hand side of the screen. That's really frustrating, too.
Yeah.
So some of the things that we've done with some of the new news readers that we've introduced over the last week or two is to really work on two different aspects of that. One is just the general reading experience. So if I just pick one of these articles, it's going to be hard to see over a small video, but we've done a lot of work in just the way that fonts are presented on screen.
Okay.
So lots of technical things that I won't go into too much, but we basically use LCD displays and use the fact that they actually have three little mini pixels on each dot. So they have a red, a green, and a blue component for every pixel on the screen. So we take advantage of that to increase the resolution of the screen over its nominal characteristic. We also do things like we use grays instead of just black and white.
It's a little bit softer then.
Right. And it also just means that, where in the past you might have had a jagged edge on the computer screen, it just increases the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
There were some studies done, actually, as a result of this work with the University of Texas, and they've discovered that in a double-blind trial, people are able to read pages 5 to 7% faster
with
this technology. Than,
now, because this isn't scanned in. This is actually someone went through and typed it.
Right. So this is real text that you're looking at here. And one of the nice things about this view here, compared to the web page we just went and looked at, you'll see immediately that we've got four columns here. So it's just flowing naturally across each of those columns.
And is the text all searchable?
Sure, I can go ahead and search, and I'll show you that in a minute.
Okay.
As I zoom in, you'll see I'm dropping down to three columns, and even eventually down to two columns. So it's really just making sure that the fonts are displayed in the right size for what you're looking at here. You see, this is just page one of four, and now page one of three. Now I've
and there's no scrolling, you just skip to the next page.
Right, I'm just hitting down,
and
I'm going to the next page. So it's a nice kind of way to kind of view the site.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also notice that because this is a news reader, it's a real application, it's downloading all the pages. So if I'm off the internet, I can still see all the articles.
Oh, great.
It's tracking, as you'll see also here, the fact that I've read that article, so it's changed the color there to gray.
It's like an inbox stick. You've clicked on that one already.
Right. So you know that you don't have to go back to that one. So this is the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. This one's the New York Times.
I know that I'm in Seattle right now. I should know. Is that a real newspaper here?
It is a real newspaper.
I don't know. I read Seattle Weekly.
It's owned by the Hearst Corporation. It may be a slightly higher brow one than the Seattle Weekly. Or
all
the
right, then.
But it's.
I know the New York Times. This one I'm familiar with.
Let's move straight on.
There we go.
So this is the New York Times. Slightly different experience you'll see here. You can see that it's actually looks more like the New York Times newspaper. Mm-hmm. It's a different font.
You can zoom into these images as well?
Right. I can sort of take an individual item here, and I can choose this one and enlarge the image. and just, you know, just interact with it pretty naturally. You mentioned search.
Yes.
And so there's several things you can do to search here. Because this is integrated with Windows Vista, I can actually just do a search on my desktop here. So I can put in something like, I don't know, let's see, Bush. And it's going to go and do a search for all the documents on my machine that have got the word Bush in it.
Wow.
And it'll also search through all the articles that
I've got. It searches the entire newspaper?
Every article that I've downloaded has got the word Bush in it. And it'll give me the results from that. I can also go ahead into the search view here on this newspaper and just view within the application itself. So now I'm sort of viewing a kind of heat map view where it's showing me the articles that are being viewed a great deal. There's mm-hmm. a five kind of star here. These are the three star kind of articles.
And being viewed a great deal, you mean by other people out on the internet?
Right. So I can kind of get a sense of which are the most important articles.
Oh.
And now I've switched into this kind of topic explorer
view.
That's
fun. So what's that going on? What's going on there?
So this is a great way to see other articles that are related to the one that you've just been looking at. So if I pick that one, for example, I click on that related links button. Now I'm seeing all the topics that are kind of the keywords, if you like, for that mm-hmm. article. And now I can take something like, let's say, Pakistan, and I can see all the articles that connect to that.
That's amazing. Really, you know, drill down into the information you want. That's amazing.
Right. So a really easy way to kind of just see all the different things that are going on at the moment and get a sense for what's out there. So there's a bunch of these different news readers that are out there. There's New York Times, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Forbes.com have done one also. The Daily Mail in the UK have done one as well.
Great.
They all have slightly different experiences. They all have a very similar kind of user interface, though, so they're very easy to kind of see what's going on.
And so how would I find this? Would I just go to Forbes.com? Would I have to download the reader?
Yeah, so each of these you just go to whichever site you want to go and see. New York Times one is firstlook.nytimes.com.
Okay.
The others are just sort of hidden sort of second tier links on the individual pages.
Great.
And other newspapers are now taking this up. So
yeah, I mean,
Seattle,
you got to catch up, people. Everyone's got to have a reader.
There you go.
And there's no excuse for you at home not to be reading. You should be up on your news with Windows Vista.